some momentum after that first meet. You want to get back on the course, and he had a couple of events and wiped out this week. So just some practice time, really, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, outdoors, wasn't it?
Yeah, and like you said, kind of killed our momentum. You know, we had a great invite a week ago Friday at North Platte, finishing second out of, you know, a lot of teams there, 15 teams, so 75-some golfers, and, you know, to have three of those golfers in the top 15 really carried our momentum. And unfortunately, we had that blizzard on Monday, Tuesday. No school, so no practice, so we put the clubs up for a couple days there, but we were able to get on the course on Wednesday, and we had a triangular scheduled with Lexington and Gothenburg on Thursday, and unfortunately they called that on Tuesday because of the snowfall. But you know, that's the Nebraska weather we live in. Unfortunately, kind of killed our momentum just a little bit. But, you know, really liked our effort on Wednesday, Thursday, this practice, and hopefully carry that into the weekend as well.
Now, as far as making that meet up, that triangular, because it's a JV varsity. You don't want to, because it gives your JV kids a chance to try to make that up?
Unfortunately, we're going to have to cancel that one, because the week that they wanted to schedule it, we already had two varsity events and two JV events, and to add another one in there, unfortunately, you know, Darren Nichols and myself said it probably the best thing is to cancel that and hopefully get it in next year. But yeah, it was an opportunity to get our JV guys on the course. If all the players on the team that were probably most disappointed is probably our JV players, because they haven't picked up a club yet. But, you know, looking ahead, this upcoming Tuesday, we're going to duel North Platte, and we're really excited about that, because not only our JV players will play, but everybody on our roster is going to play in that duel as well. So looking forward to that opportunity and see what we can do on Tuesday.
And if I saw right, there were some teams at North Platte playing Grand Island, and so they've got a chance to get on the course again.
Yeah, so they played yesterday and shot a 334, I believe, and so they had an opportunity to play yesterday, and so that was one. You know, everyone has a little bit different schedule throughout the year, and so awesome opportunity for them to play yesterday. But, you know, they're going to bring down 17 guys. We're going to have about 14 to 15 playing. We have a couple guys that are missing because of state FFA conventions. So we're going to – but as far as varsity JV, you know, we have a lot of our varsity JV guys that are going to compete against them. So we're going to have a true test of where we're at compared to North Platte.
And, of course, they are coached by a well-known man around here, aren't they?
Yeah, Matt Kaminsky is their head coach. And, you know, he's been a part of their program for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And a little history on Matt, he never even picked up a golf club in high school, but came back. And the great Ron Coleman said, hey, come out and help me, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where, you know, Matt Kaminsky started. His roots in the ground was with Coach Ron Coleman, and then just was part of the North Platte High School golf program, both boys and girls, as an assistant under Coach Orkut. And then just once Coach Orkut stepped aside due to retirement, he stepped in. And so he's coached a lot of invites, has coached a lot of golfers, and they've had some good teams, both state championships and the girls and boys. You know, they're kind of on the lower end of the numbers as far as Class A, but they really still do compete at a high level in Class A. So, you know, there is a rivalry there. You know, I was putting things together this Thursday on the duel. They have a lot of guys back from 2 years ago and even last year. So they're going to be a tough team. You know, they have kids that play multiple sports too. That Jesse Mock is a great basketball player. So sometimes it takes those guys 2 or 3 weeks to get in the swing of things. So I really see their scores dropping considerably throughout the year.
So I take it to just, I know it's Easter weekend and stuff. I got family in town, but it's going to be a nice weekend. Your guys, hey, if you have a chance to get out and get some playing time in, get with it.
Yep. And like I said, last weekend and this weekend, you know, the weekend play is so imperative and so important with our season. And, you know, you look in about 6 weeks down the road, we're going to be pretty close to the district state time. And so taking advantage of the opportunities that you have in front of you, it's going to be great weather today, tomorrow, Monday. It looks like it'll be a little bit different. But, you know, Tuesday, we should be able to get this one in.
And then later on next week on Friday, you go to Kearney for their invite. And I saw the forecast, at least for here, it's supposed to be near 80 degrees. So, wow, things really turn.
Yeah, and year to year is always different, because sometimes we go up to Kearney and it's 38 degrees. Degrees and blowing 40, and like you said, I looked, it was mid to high 70s in Kearney as the projected forecast, and going to be a loaded field in Kearney. You know, a lot of Class A schools with Columbus, Norfolk, Grand Island, Kearney, North Platte, Lincoln Southwest, but then you also get to see some really good Class B schools like York, and York is one of those teams on our radar as far as where they at. Seen some scores of York come in of late, and they've, you know, haven't taken any steps back from last last year. So it's going to be awesome to see how we stack up against those teams on Friday.
Well, it's pretty fortunate here with the recent storm that you were able to get back on the course as soon as Wednesday. And, you know, Tyler and his MCC invite got a chance to get there 2 days in, because it looked like the way it was snowing and blowing that it might be a couple of days before they allow anybody out there.
Yeah, and fortunately we got a great maintenance crew. Unfortunately, our course drains really well, and our guy and MCC was able to get 2 days of golf in. And probably the one positive that the cancellation of the triangular is I was able to see some of those junior college coaches. One in particular was Calvin Freeman. He coaches for Southeast Community College in Beatrice, and Calvin and I go way back. He's an SEC alum, Nebraska Husker alum, and just to talk to him for 20-30 minutes is always fun, to kind of pick his brains and as far as how should we structure practice and things like that. So if there was a positive that came out of that cancellation, I was able to catch up with some of those coaches. A lot of new faces in the junior college ranks, but yet there's still a couple that I still recognize when I even played.
That was just you were just in college a couple of years ago. It wasn't that long ago.
It's been a few more years than I'd like to think, but you know there's some guys sticking around that I'm like, man, I remember that guy from 10 years ago. So good junior college invite. You know, great scores out there at Heritage Hills, and I think as a whole, I look at some of the scores in Class B, the competition's really strong, and a lot of good teams. You know, teams that haven't been really good in the past are starting to pick it up a little bit. You know, Crete High School the other day played in a duel and shot really well, had two or three guys in the 30s and two guys in the low 40s. So top to bottom, Class B looks like it's gonna be really tough.
Yeah, you've been following all the rest. If you don't have a meet, and even when you're having meets, you follow what everybody else is doing.
Yeah, and that's the power of social media. You know, and if not every school has to have a social media account, but there's certainly probably one or two schools that do and post the scores, and so you have a pulse on how the teams are in Class B, and it's no different than football, basketball, whatever sport, track. You know, you can look up those scores relatively easy. So, and then, you know, being able to play the courses across the state, you kind of like, oh, those scores are low because that course is easy, or vice versa, those scores are low and that course is hard. So this team's going to be really good, and a team to actually look at and put on the radar. But, you know, those are some outside things that I look at. But, you know, the main thing that we look at as a team is how can we get better as a team, and individually, how can we improve, and making subtle tweaks throughout the season, throughout the weeks, and I think these are going to definitely pay off as we look down the road.
4 o'clock start time on Tuesday?
4 o'clock start time, and hopefully be done right around 6:30, but we'll take up the whole front nine, and our guys will it'll be two McCook guys, two North Platte guys in a group, play foursomes and take up nine holes, and always love seeing Matt Kaminsky come down, and unfortunately had it canceled last year because of weather in North Platte, so it's been 2 years in McCook here, and see how we turn out.